Yeah, you're weird little freaky self,
you're
dude.
You're a weird fuck. And you're that's coming ovulating. From a guy who jerks off to an Asian lady trying to read the news and getting cummed on her face.
That is tough to fucking do stuff knowing there's literally a world of fucking just crazy sexual shit you can access for free.
What do you mean it's tough to do stuff?
It's just like tough not to watch porn all the time.
Ah, see, this is you being a porn addict. I think it's pretty easy to avoid.
Dude.
Like right now, my dong is not at all in attack mode. I'm good.
Dude.
I have no desire to watch porn. Watching porn and not jerking off to me is not that great.
No, of course not.
So.
Exactly.
I just don't watch it. Unless I'm going to jerk off right now.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even want to jerk off, but the idea of like coming, I'm like, well, I want to come, but I don't feel like even doing it. So like trudge myself through it.
You
can
feel it in your dong if you're ready to fucking nut or not.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now my dong is not nut material.
When you don't have the burning chakra, dude, when it's not, you get that feeling when it's fucking glowing.
Yeah, you
feel
that fucking.
You get the Indiana Jones heart just glowing in your pants. You're like, I need to get this out.
Yep.
When you don't have that and you're like, nah, I'm going to jerk off anyway. That's the problem, dude. When you're like, I'm tired.
How about this? This is a funny fucking. I vividly remember this. The hardest I've ever had to nut.
Sorry.
I remember this, dude. I was a kid. I was with my friend. It was at fucking, not at, but we were watching TV, and it was George W. Bush's inauguration. It was his inauguration. I was in like seventh grade. I remember it. That was the fever pitch for me. That was the high watermark of me coming.
Oh,
out.
Dude.
Seventh. No, but I mean, that was it.
Was that like all your boyhood nuts
that
contained in one?
Seventh grade. I remember George Bush's inauguration was on.
You had to come.
And
right
I was
after,
like,
dude.
I, dude. And we were at my friend's aunt and uncle's house. And I was like, dude, I got to fucking jerk off. You got to let me alone.
You just had it. You just broke off.
It was that. I just had to leave the room.
Then you announced it?
Yeah, me and my friends.
I used to break off a secret.
See, I think that's weirder. It's not in hindsight, but at the time it was very like, I'm going to jerk off. The secretive thing makes it almost seem like there's a level of shame.
Yeah. We're
but this
just
was
like,
just blatantly like, and maybe not shame, but maybe you were being polite and you didn't want your friend to know you were about to come.
Yeah, it means a secret too. Yeah, it was a secret. Yeah. I didn't want to know. And it was also too, there was a hidden agenda to it because like, his mom used to leave. She used to hang dry all of her underwear and unmentionables.
Oh, my God.
And they would sit in the bathroom, and I would just sit in the bathroom and look at his mom's underwear and jerk off.
No.
That's why I was secretive.
You gotta be secretive about that.
I was like seventh grade, dude. And I'm like, dude, panties, hell yeah.
That's a terrible thing.
I would like go to the bathroom, peek in, take a piss, be like, they're not out yet, damn it, dude. Just come back and be like, yes, dude, they're drying.
Oh my God, dude. Again.
Like 13.
I'm one upped. I was talking about coming to fucking Bush's inauguration.
That's weirder.
No, but that's what I mean by...
you just got surged, dude. You're just like... Oh,
yeah,
God.
I could feel the Patriot Act on its way.
We're
this is pre-9/11.
Storm Iraq.
This
really?
This is pre-9/11. This was Bush's inauguration. So
he was in the windbreaker, dude?
I had hard... I've had to come every day since 9/11. Every day since 9/11, I've had to. How crazy is that?
So that was your first...
That was my first nut, but it was early on.
That's when you're like...
The seventh grade was around...
I need to make a habit out of
around
this.
When it... Sixth or seventh grade was right around when I started nutting.
Okay. Damn. Six is stepping to the... That's good.
Six is early.
Yeah, that is. I was like late seventh grade.
I got a hand job in seventh grade. We're talking.
Now we're fucking
dude,
steaming.
I was great during Bush's presidency.
That was your sexual prime.
I got a blowjob in eighth grade, dude. That's fucking...
The economy was good.
Fucking BJ... Months like I was an eighth grader getting my dick sucked right after 9/11.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not sure it gets more American than that.
No,
two
no,
young white lovers experimenting with cum in the fucking wake of a great tragedy. That's it.
She was consoling you, dude.
She was. She knew that one day I would grow to be a great troop.
True.
And serve at the United States
I think
military
it was the
academy,
dude. The economy was hot. And those little eighth grade girls were putting out, dude.
They were getting all the Bratz dolls. They were getting all the little glitter pens they would write on your hands.
Yeah,
and shit.
Dude. They were getting ready to put out, dude.
Ooh.
We were getting residual pussy from how their parents balling out.
From the fucking
from the
dot-com
Silicon
bubble.
Valley yeah, from bubble. The dot-com bubble.
We were getting blowjobs.
Dude, think about it. The pussy was flowing back then.
The pussy's flowing right now.
We were like
now.
Just mini executives getting our fucking dick sucked. That was
she
a good
saw my
time.
Fucking AOL profile and was like,
ooh.
She was like, boy, those away messages you've been putting out. I'm in eighth grade. Yes, I swallow.
My dad just got a raise. I'm going to suck your dick.
Dude.
Because I hit like a bad fucking dearth of pussy, I think, when the fucking, when the shit fell out.
Oh, pussy was hard to come by.
Pussy was scarce.
Yeah, well, everybody was working. All the stock ladies market rose, the factory.
Dude. Exactly. They were drinking their milk and trudging to the factory, dude.
The fucking
need the economy to stay up, dude, so we can get some ass.
Now, like, when you look back at when you were young, like eighth grade, a girl, how fucking wild is it? A girl swallowed in eighth grade,
dude. That's crazy.
Like, that's wild. And then, like, I was with my niece the other day, and I was like, "What grade are you in?" Oh, and I just had to fucking. Thankfully, it's not eighth.
It's fifth.
It's young, but it was
fifth, like, and sixth are like make out, boob touch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's fucking insane.
Yeah, dude.
When you have your own kid or your own niece or nephew, yep, when you see them and you're like, what grade are you in? And they're like, I'm in seventh. And it's like, ew.
Yeah, dude.
I know what you're up to, you little fuck.
Yeah.
Keep it in your fucking pants.
They're about to get fingered in someone's basement.
Don't talk about that.
That's what happens.
This is less funny than my mom's butthole.
I'm not saying it's funny, but that's like...
I know, that is real life.
Old fucking... Imagine fucking 7th grade Cusky, dude, rolling in with a gelled spike and a fucking shell necklace, dude. The parents came in, they're like, no, dude.
Yeah, get the fuck out. You got one thing on your mind, and that is fingering, dude.
Me and my boy rolled in with a juvenile fucking back that ass up single, and we're like, yo, put this on, dude.
Here it is, dude. 700 degrees or whatever.
Yeah, 400 degrees.
Yeah, 400 degrees. We're the hot boys, dude.
Dude, we rolled in. We're like, yo, put on fucking back that ass up. And it was just played on a loop all night.
I'm thinking of times that, like, we would sneak into a girl's house and the parents would kick us out, dude. How funny is that? Like, being a dad and you have a 7th grade daughter and you come down the basement, dude, like, turn the lights on, like, three dudes, like cockroaches, just sprint out of your back door.
It's like catching a raccoon in your house.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Stop trying to come in my basement.
You're like a skunk with cum when you're in 7th grade. You're like, they're like, get out of here. And like, God damn it, there's cum all over the place.
Cum everywhere.
I came on my my set.
This is a very cum heavy episode. Good.
We were due
for a good cum heavy episode.
We needed a fucking cum soaked episode.
We've been laying off the cum. We hit fucking Asians and cum in this episode.
Yep.
What would you feed your kid if you wanted him to, like, fuck super good?
Oh, dude.
Matt, what are you going to feed your black
oysters?
Son?
My black son, dude, is going to eat just like liver, like high B12s. Oysters.
Oysters are like zinc, aphrodisiacs, right? I never understood that. Why?
Anything
why
high in zinc? Zinc.
What does zinc do?
It just makes you shoot far and get your load fucking thick.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever take ZMA, zinc and magnesium?
I don't know.
It's a bodybuilding supplement people take.
Wow.
It's zinc and magnesium.
People
called ZMA.
Or you take?
Me and my boys in college, basically. Okay, yeah. So it's
you and your Indian fucking boys.
Yeah, me and my squad, dude. We lift and take ZMA, and it gives you really weird dreams. And you, dude, you fucking, I'm telling you, take
you,
like, ZMA
you
go to sleep.
Far.
You jizz far, and it's like, it's thick.
It's very important it's to white. Jizz far.
Dude, me and Pedro were talking about that.
You were saying that about that Shakeology I've been taking.
Oh, you were taking maca.
And you weren't lying.
Oh, boy. You ever take some maca?
I've been launching.
Oh, I used to work at like a smoothie place that, like, where they tried to tell, they made me tell people to, like, add maca to their fucking drink and pay an extra $3 or whatever.
Good on you.
And it's good for, like, sexual vitality or some shit.
The Incans used to consume it before going into battle. It increases your testosterone.
Yeah, we saw that. That worked out for them.
Hey, man.
They ran into fucking good old white men.
Well, they were a bunch
what
of,
for?
Well, it was disease.
And guns.
Yeah.
This is a combo.
And, dude, they're on a lot of maca, dude.
They're probably horny as fuck.
They were fucking.
Well, now that you told me
they all got AIDS, dude. Died.
Now that you told me about maca, giving you hard fucking good ropes.
Yep.
Now, every single time that I ejaculate, I think of you.
Do you really?
I'm like, damn, Matt's not wrong. So much. Like, seriously, even if it's just a, you know.
Well, it's gone full circle because I used to, when I used to, Shane used to sit, like, I had my old house, I'd have my desk set up, and then I had my bed, and Shane would lay in my bed, and I'd sit on my desk, and we'd talk. Mm. But he'd always be like, oh, you're fucking jerking off in here. So when I jerk off, like, every time I rolled over to shoot a load on, like, my boxers, I would be like, oh,
wait,
fuck.
On your boxers?
Yeah, I would like lay my box, yeah, like my old box. Like I'd wear my boxers all day and I'd take them off, pump a load into them, then they're done.
This is like this is like episode 3. We covered this. Ooh,
Sorry for the old news.
I used to always think every time I'd roll over, I'd be like, well, I don't want to hit the bed. I don't want Shane to lay in my cum. So now Shane's singing about me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now you guys are a real, duo, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You think about each other when you come.
That's a real effort, too, because I fucking rip them.
Well, Matt,
I'm over the shoulder, dude.
Matt had a weird
31
thing.
Years old, over the shoulder.
Hitting him over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder, dude. Hitting the pillow over my head, dude.
That's fucking weird.
I've got cum in my eye.
Wow.
I came in my eye one time, and then I actually accidentally came in my girlfriend's eye, and she was like, ow, and I was like, don't worry, after 20 minutes, it goes away. And she was like, what the fuck do you know?
Do you just blink it out? What do you do? Or you just,
you
like
just have
it?
A red eye for 20 minutes, and you can just kind of deal with it.
You say three Our Fathers and four Hail Marys. Then the good Lord comes down. He's actually come out.
I think it's kind of like an eye drop. After a while, it's like once it heals, it's like feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually good for it.
It's good for your eye, dude. You get a little fucking smear, a little cum in them.
Yeah, that's I mean, hitting them over the shoulder at 31, dude. That's those are Barry Bonds numbers, dude. You're juicing. Yeah.
I must be juicing.
People are coming in like, wow.
It's probably from the ZMA I took in my critical years.
Could be
the zinc and magnesium.
You're juicing right now.
The zinc and magnesium probably fuse in my skeleton like Wolverine, dude. All I can do is shoot. That's my one power, dude.
Shoot slightly further than everyone else. You don't ask for sex at at this point in my relationship. It's pretty much like
Oliver Twist.
It's kind of just like, hey, you want to have sex?
Sex time.
It's like, come on,
sex, please.
We're scheduled.
Yeah,
for our sex.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard thing not to fall into.
It really sucks.
Yeah.
No, the one thing that helps us is it's a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't have to ask, really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, I'm home. Yeah. I haven't seen you in fucking 4 days.
Sex.
Game time.
Yep.
Boom. I'm bringing the average dick.
Exactly. Hard. Dude, what else can you bring?
Straight down the turnpike. Ooh. I drive down the PA turnpike to deliver fucking.
You're going to roll home. Dawn. You're going to roll home. When are you going home again?
I don't know. Well, that gives us a good out.
Save her up 7 days, bro.
I got some good shows. It's coming up. No, I'm going to see her on New Year's. So
save it up, dude.
I got the 28th of December, Victoria Freehouse in Philly.
Oh, that'll be fun.
The 29th, Friday, I'll be in Morristown Theater in New Jersey with the Rich Voss. The 30th, I'll be in Hershey, PA. December 30th, I think I got some people coming to that, so that'll be fun.
That'll be tight.
December 30th, Hershey, PA, go to that.
That's all coming right up.
Yeah. New Year's Eve, I'll be in Baltimore.
Okay.
At McGoobie's.
So you're no-fap. You're going to have like 7 days inside.
I could no-fap pretty hard.
Dude, you should no-fap.
I'm going to fap tonight, probably.
Don't fap, dude. No-fap. Wait till
don't
New Year's.
Don't fucking make me. That's all it takes, too, is somebody being like, don't do it.
I mean,
I just need some guilt, any level of guilt.
You like that kind of stuff?
No, I won't do it.
Oh, really?
Because like, now I have to. Like, someone's like, I bet you can't.
I mean, you know what I mean, I'm not. I think you could, but it's.
I don't like to attach anything to jerking off.
You shouldn't attach anything. I'm saying save it up. You should give your babe a good 7-dayer.
My babe does not deserve a 7-dayer.
You should give her a good tube of toothpaste. She
deserves, no, dude. She deserves a fucking hairspray. Fucking that's what she gets.
It's a little dribble.
Fucking mist. Say you don't deserve a
something
fucking,
to cool off.
Yeah, she needs. I need to cool off my bitch, dude. Just a good
with a good dust nut.
Those are the worst.
Oh my god!
Just a weak ass nut. Oh my god!
Don't even get me started, dude.
Weak nuts. I know.
I know. That's like
you base a lot of your
when I watch people come into work on Monday, like we fucking Eagles lost, and I'm like, what's this guy's problem? If I have a weak nut, I'm like, what the fuck,
god, that's that'll your ruin Eagles my.
Yeah, I'll walk in and be like, god fucking damn it, dude.
Yeah, that sucks. Especially, I'll tell you what really sucks is if I don't see my bitch for a few days.
Yeah.
You want to perform well when you do it after you haven't seen him for a few days. Dropping a weak nut after you haven't seen someone for like a week.
If you don't think they're paying attention, dude, guess again. They're watching that, dude. They're every milliliter they're accounting for. And
I don't think. I think that's your theory.
Dude, they're on every. Dude, I'm telling you.
You think your bitch is counting
dude, cums. If I'm not fucking, if I don't come that hard, she's going to be like, well, were you all right? It wasn't like, you know, it really wasn't that much. She'll tell me.
Ooh.
Well, definitely, dude.
That's terrible.
No, that's how they know if you're cheating on them, dude.
No.
If you're not fucking splattering them, they're like, this guy's up to no good.